You're listening to Best Life Radio.
Best Life Radio.
Best Life Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Ron Epskong for Best Life Radio, and I am talking to Tammy, Coach Tammy Loftus. She is in the car, but she's willing to talk about her class and her experiences with Best Life. Hi Tammy.
Hey there, how are you, Ron?
I am perfect. How are you?
I am awesome.
We got the chance to meet in Norway, and you told me everything about yourself. But for the people that don't know you, what's your involvement with Best Life?
I am a coach with Best Life. I also have taught a couple of classes with Best Life. I recently did a Best Body Morph class, helping people get through the mental side of losing weight and getting healthier. And it was really awesome. I got some really great results for people. Found out that, you know, most people, which I learned, I'm also a personal trainer as well and a sports nutritionist. So, you know, I see it a lot where people just don't eat enough. And that happened to be, you know, 90% of the people that were in the class. They weren't eating enough. And so we kind of tweaked their diets a little bit and did a lot of clearing on, you know, self-love and that kind of stuff, and it worked out great, and you know, people got positive results, and so I was excited about that. And I've got another class coming up. It's called the Mastering the Seven Decisions. It's basically seven principles in life that apply to all of us, whether we use them and harness them and use them to our advantage or not. And this was one of the books. It's a book by Andy Andrews, actually, and it was one of the books that was the major reason that I turned my life around when I was coming out of my depression, and just very instrumental in completely changing my life. And I want to teach other people that, you know what I mean? I want to teach them how to make their life better, you know, just by, you know, changing some principles.
So for the people that have been listening to Best Life Radio, they must have heard you on topics like forgiving and make it happen now. What would you say are the most people struggling with, the people that you deal with?
I would say forgiveness is a really big thing right now. They're struggling with that. And I understand the whole premise of, you know, if I forgive somebody, then that lets them off the hook. And it really doesn't let them off the hook. 9 times out of 10, the people that you really need to forgive and you're harboring that unforgiveness with, they probably don't even know that you're still pissed off or that you're still hurting. And in some cases, they don't even know that they hurt you at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you're not letting them off the hook because they don't know they're on the hook, number one. And number two, they don't care that you're still hurting, you know. So you saying, I forgive you, is untying God's hands and allowing him to vindicate you how he sees fit. And, you know, maybe if you're lucky, karma will let you watch. You know, it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, and if it's a horrific act or something that somebody did, I understand that letting go of that is hard. But it is also the most freeing thing that you could do. You know, being a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and depression and rape and all of that kind of stuff, like, I get it. Being angry at them and wanting them to pay, but learning the SRTs and learning to forgive and just move forward, it is just, it's so freeing, man. It feels like you've got a boulder lifted off of your chest. And, you know, once you grasp the concept and take it forward, it's so amazing. It just really is.
Yeah. So you already told that you were a personal coach before Best Life, and now you're a life coach as well. What does Best Life add to your coaching abilities?
Oh, my God. It has been so awesome. I used to didn't think that I lacked any confidence, but my clients even said that my confidence levels are through the roof. Like, you know, they could tell I was confident when they talked to me before, but now my confidence meets them at the door.
You know what I mean? And I'm on the other side of the gym. And the way I train and the way that I explain things and, like, doing – like, I'll do a clearing with somebody spot on in the gym. Like, hey, you need to do a clearing on that because you've got some subconscious blocks right there. And, you know, we'll sit there and I'll have them taking in deep breaths and doing their releases right there in the middle of the gym. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It is. Yeah. It is really awesome. And they was like, I just feel like a weight got lifted off of me. And I was like, well, you just busted out 50-pound deadlift. So, you know, you did, you know, lift some heavy weights. But, you know, you're not carrying around that spiritual heavy weight that you had sitting on your chest before you came in. So, it's really awesome just to see the light bulb go off in their face when, you know, when we do those things. And, you know, they said that the way that I set up my workouts and stuff has all been different and everything's just kind of leveled up. So I think it's just it's just made me level up all the way around. You know what I mean? It's I was doing some unofficial life coaching sort of with my personal training before. I just wasn't as knowledgeable and skilled as I am now. So, you know, when you're people losing weight, you really have that mental issue that you have to deal with because you've got to figure out what it is that they need and what it is that they're doing that we need to tweak. And, you know, they don't want to come to you and tell you everything that they're doing wrong. They're beating themselves up bad enough, so they think you're going to beat them up if they tell you, you know, oh, well, I only eat one time a day. So, you know, I it allowed me to hear what they're not saying and tell them, like, this is what I hear, but this is what I'm not hearing. You know, is this correct? And then they realize that you're really listening and you really care, their belief level in themselves and their belief level in you gets skyrocketed. And it's just an amazing thing to see and see the transformation that people are getting since I became a life coach as well.